WAEB AccuTraffic and Transit Report. I'm Rich Carlisle.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time now for America's most beloved radio talk show host, Uncle Bob.
I know, I laugh at it every day. I'm sorry, I just find it entertaining. I mean, shouldn't I? 309, 9 after 3 o'clock, WAEB, AM 790, man. I don't even know where to begin today. There is just stuff everywhere I look. I have newspaper clippings. I've got stuff to talk about. I mean, you name it, we got it today. However, all right, let's start with this. We got to begin somewhere. Let's begin with this. Somebody, there's a store called Bonds, B-O-N-D-S, in downtown Allentown somewhere, I guess, faxed this over. If you remember about a week or so ago, do you remember that somebody had put up, had stuck flyers about me in, like, I guess the doorknobs or in front of businesses along Hamilton Street, along the Hamilton Mall? Well, there's a new one. I guess it's a new one because I never actually saw the old ones. Somebody read them to me, and I don't recall this wording on this one. I don't recall this wording being what they told me these things said. Let's see. Let me read you this deal here. I think you'll enjoy this. I want to find out who's doing this because I'd like to thank this person because, you know, it's kind of free advertising. I really appreciate this. Let's see here. Lehigh Valley, do you want ultra-liberal radicals? Liberal is underlined. Ultra-liberal radicals polluting the radio in your community? Day in and day out, this communistic radical, I like communistic, that's a nice word. This communistic radical named Uncle Bob tells liberal lies on WAEB AM 790 in the afternoon. That's nice, they got the call letters and the frequency and everything. Once upon a time, Allentown and the Lehigh Valley was an area. Well, there's an error right there. Allentown and Lehigh Valley were areas, it should say. Anyway, once upon a time, Allentown and the Lehigh Valley was an area where God-fearing good Americans lived and broadcasted. I like that. Broadcasted. In today's liberal world, though, anything goes. And again, liberal is underlined. Second paragraph. If you love God and America, you'll make it your job to stop this communistic liberal Uncle Bob character. And they have Uncle Bob in quotes, too. Call his program, flood the phones to his show between 3 and 6 p.m., and keep the liberals, again underlined, from calling in and spreading commie lies on Lehigh Valley Radio. Call WAEB AM, call WAEB AM 790 at 720-7900 between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. to keep commie propaganda from polluting Lehigh Valley. Do it! Exclamation mark. Before it is too late. 3 exclamation marks. And then down the bottom it says, Americans for Truth 92. Whatever the hell that is. That's nice. Thank you, whoever did that. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's really special of you. Thank you. Thank you. In fact, you know, I tell you what, if you want to put more of these up, I'll help you with it. You know, I'll give you money for the Xeroxing or whatever it is that you have to do to produce these things. And thanks to the person who sent it over. I appreciate it. It's just nice to know, you know, nice to see, nice to know what's going on. All advertising is good advertising, you know. Thank you so very much to whoever you are. I just wish you'd call up, though, and take credit for it. And if you're going to go around, you know, saying stuff, call in and say, hey, I did it. I'm the guy. I'm the one. And here's why I did it. I mean, you know, at least have the guts to back up what you're saying about me. Come on, you weasel, you big, dopey, jerky, goofy weasel. This is the kind of guy who probably sits there and watches Channel 69 all day long and takes notes. Sits there and watches the 700 Club each of the 3 times a day that they air that stupid crap and probably, you know, makes little notes to himself. the Reverend Robertson says this, that, and the other thing. Oh, I got to tell you, you know what I watched? I watched the end of the 700 Club the other day. This was great. Robertson was actually healing. Oh, I'm sorry. He doesn't heal. God heals through him. That's right. I forgot. Pat Robertson was healing somebody's vaginal infection. I swear to God, I'm not making it up. He was on the air, and you know how he heals people, but he doesn't say who he's healing, and sometimes he says they don't know that they have the disease. Somebody apparently had a vaginal infection, presumably a woman, and it was going away right there. I felt really moved by that. It was, you know, absolutely incredible to watch someone who didn't know that they had a disease be cured of the disease right before my very eyes. I was touched and darned if I almost reached for the phone to send in a, you know, I wanted to make a love offering right then and there. Oh, man. I don't, you know, I'm not kidding you when I tell you I don't know where to begin. There's just, I mean, who do we want to pick on today? Do we want to pick on Bush? Do we want to pick on Clinton? I mean, we got it all. Man, do we have it. I mean, we just got stuff aplenty. You know, pick on Perot. I mean, you know, name your victim. We've got it. There's just something about everybody. You know, the Totos are back in the news. Remember the Totos? Where the wife tried to kill the husband, hired somebody to kill the husband, didn't manage to kill him. She goes to jail. She gets out, and they're still married. He says he still loves her. Now, that's true love. That should get some music. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me get some music. These people, I mean, this is, greater love has no man, and your wife hires a hitman, and you stay married to her. Where's the, oh, don't tell me I got rid of it. Oh, please don't tell me I got rid of it. Oh, well, we can go with this. Oh, I got it. I think we definitely need the Toto love theme. Well, Tony Toto has gotten busted for allegedly beating up a girlfriend now. Charged with simple assault. He hit a woman that the police described as his girlfriend. Quote, he said he was trying to break it off with her, and she said she was trying to break it off with him. We're not exactly sure what was going on, say the cops. And then, so of course, the newspaper tried to get in touch with the Totos, naturally. Now remember, these people were going on talk shows. Now remember this, they were going on talk shows all over the place, milking this thing. I mean, if there was a talk show, they were on it. And they even got some money for that movie that was based on their story, I Love You to Death, a couple of years ago. Remember that? So the newspaper tries to, he works at a pizzeria in Coopersburg. Oh, by the way, he still has a bullet in his head. So the newspaper calls him up and they try to get him, and a worker at the pizza parlor says he won't talk to the press. And whoever this worker was says, don't you newspaper guys have anything better to do? In a small town, everything gets in the paper. Now, come on. I mean, these people, you know, did the talk show circuit. There was a movie based on their life. And now it's like, oh, the damn press. Why don't they just lay off the press, boy? They're just hounding us night and day. I mean, please stop it. Give me a break. Cut it out. Stop it. You can't have it both. This is as bad as Bush. This is as bad, you know. This is as bad. Oh, we gotta talk about Bush with the debates. I mean, does he want to do it? Doesn't he want to do it? Too weird. And of course, Clinton's kind of being a weasel too. Clinton's doing a weasel act. He's kind of saying a couple of different things about abortion. He's kind of doing the old flippity flop. It just never ends, boys and girls. It just never ends. And then later on too, you know, I hardly ever go to the movies. I almost never go to the movies. But for some reason, I was motivated, mostly because I was having a fight with my wife and I didn't want to think about it. So I went to see Mr. Saturday Night the other night. And last night, I went to see this movie, Bob Roberts. So I'll tell you about him. Bob, it was interesting to go see Bob Roberts. Six people in the theater. Six people in the entire theater. Ooh, it's a blockbuster. It's another Batman. Anyway, 720-7900. You know, every time I look down, my little, I don't have a whole lot of space here. It's kind of a narrow little table in front of me between my belly and the control board. And it's just covered with clippings about stuff. Jerry Falwell is in financial trouble. Oh, that is a shame. You know, maybe let me put him on my list of people to send love offerings to also. Jerry Falwell. Oh, yes. I'll miss his big, fat, stupid face on television if he gets bounced, if he can't pay his bills. I'll miss that ignorant lummox on TV. I probably watch more of this stuff than people who really believe in that crap. I just want to know. They say, you know, they say know thy enemy. So I like to watch this stuff and just see what these clowns are up to. It just never, I mean, the news watch just never stops. It just never stops. And then, of course, we got this cable TV bill, too, which, let's talk about that for a second. Mayor DeDona says, and I think with a certain amount of justification, that if this cable bill passes Congress, and if the president signs it, although the president says he won't sign it, if this thing gets through, Mayor DeDona says you can expect to see about a 30% increase in your cable bill. Your cable bill is going to go way up, because one big reason for that is cable operators, cable system operators, would have to pay broadcasters for the use of their signal. Right now, if you watch, let's say you have Twin County, you have Service Electric, you have Salmon, you have Blue Ridge, whatever, you put on the TV and you watch Channel 3 on your cable. If this bill passes, your cable company would have to pay Channel 3 for carrying their programming. Okay? As of right now, they do not have to do that. So where do you think the cable system is going to get the money to do that? They're going to raise your rate, of course. I mean, when did you ever see regulation, government regulation, that didn't cost money? I mean, it always does. Sometimes it's necessary and sometimes it isn't, but it always ends up costing somebody something, right? So they're going to have to pass it on, and Mayor DeDona has been pointing this out. He's saying, if there's one city in America we don't need it, it's Allentown, because Allentown for 25 years has had direct, unregulated, head-to-head competition between the two cable companies, Service Electric and Twin County. The city does not license them. The city does not give out a monopoly. They just go right at it, unlike almost everywhere else in America. This is the city that doesn't need it. Of course, those two fatheads, Dick Dean and Donald Barnhouse, who are for deregulating everything else in the world, were on the air a few weeks ago talking about how this bill should pass and it should be regulated. So just remember, if this bill passes, if let's say that the Congress overrides President Bush's veto, and the bill goes through, and your cable bill goes through the roof, call Mr. Dean and thank him, because he wanted this thing passed. Oh, also, he also said that he doesn't want compensation for the programming, which is really big of him, considering most of the shows he's running are from 1956 and in black and white, and he had absolutely nothing to do with producing the shows. But let's see. Let's hold him to his word. Let's see if, in fact, if he's entitled to compensation, if this bill passes, he doesn't accept it. Let's hold him to his word and make sure he doesn't take any money for the crap that he puts on TV. I'm obviously I'm in a great mood today. 321 here, WAEB, AM 790, 720-7900 is the number. John in North Whitehall, I see the little light flashing. Hang on, I'm coming right to you, buddy. Don't go anywhere. Here's the exclusive WAEB 3-day you weather forecast from meteorologist John Cosette. Clear and chilly tonight, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy with a warm afternoon, high of 70. Friday night, clear to partly cloudy, breezy and mild, low 58. And Saturday, partly sunny, warm and mild with a high of 76 degrees. Currently, it's 57 at WAEB.
Bright and right choice for business.
What's the matter? 326 WAEB. What's up, Phil? Oh, okay. What? I'm not going anywhere. 326 WAEB AM 790. You know, I've noticed an interesting thing on the phone. All these people are calling, and they're giving poor Phil a hard time, and then they won't go on the air. What's the matter with you weasels? Or is it this flyer? Is this idiot flyer that somebody's distributing that's suddenly giving you ideas? Can't you think for yourselves? Jeez. Phil just came in. I said, what's the deal with the phones? He said, so people are calling, and then they hang up, or they go on and they give Phil an earful, but they won't come on the air. What a that pack of weasels. 720-7900. Come on. You know, show a little backbone, a little spine. John in North Whitehall.
Greetings to the great not lippin' and Uncle Bob.
What's happening?
You sound a bit irate today, huh?
No, I'm just pumped. You know what it is? I had a Hershey bar right before I went on the air. That's what it is. And I got another one right here.
Yeah, Hershey,
made in Pennsylvania.
Oh yeah, yeah. I called to talk about H. Ross Perot.
Yeah, what about him?
Hey, what do you think's up with him?
I don't know. I can't figure it out.
Why did he just suddenly drop out of the race line?
It just seems
suspicious.
Did you hear the show yesterday?
What?
Did you hear the show yesterday?
Bits of it.
Okay, because Nick Sabatine, who works for the Perot campaign, he's a volunteer in Northampton County.
Yeah.
Said that there were reasons for Perot to drop out, but he didn't want to say because he couldn't absolutely prove them. He didn't want to, but he kind of implied that there was some sort of a threat, or Perot was told, if you don't do this, something will happen. But if there's any truth to that, nobody's saying what it is.
Well, I wonder if some powerful figure in the media, threatened media auspices of them.
How could you do that? Look at it this way.
Hold on.
Think about it. I mean, suppose the president of NBC News, okay, Michael Gartner, goes to Ross Perot and says, if you don't drop out, we'll never write another story about you.
Yeah.
Well, A, that would be it would be sort of obvious, wouldn't it? And B, CBS and ABC would still exist and all the other media outlets. So what would be the big deal? And why would they do that anyway? Why would they want to?
I'm just wondering why he just suddenly. I don't know if he was pulling a fast one and now he's back in. And first
I don't know. I mean, the whole thing is goofy.
The thing that
I don't get is when he dropped out, he said, I'm dropping out because this was his story.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to throw the election into the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what's changed? If he gets back in, I saw something, I think it was in USA Today, that said he had like 17% support. Well, that's much more than the difference between Bush and Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
So he could throw it into the House of Representatives. Neither one of them could get a majority, right?
But he doesn't want that, right? He doesn't want to go.
That's what he said. He said that's why he dropped out. Yeah. So what? In other words, that hasn't changed. So why is he getting back in?
I don't know why.
That's still a possibility.
That's weird.
I'm confused.
Hey,
Yeah.
I wonder if he healed me of something that I don't know that I have.
Oh, you know what? In fact, I'm glad you asked me that. Hold on. Because I was... You know, the Lord works through me. I know you know that, but not everybody may realize that. You know, just like Pat Robertson cures people of diseases that they don't know they have.
Yeah.
The Lord revealed to me that in 30 seconds, at exactly 3:30, unless I close my eyes right now and pray really hard, the earth is going to spin out of orbit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But you called at a perfect time. I'm going to close my eyes right now and I'm going to pray, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to keep the earth from flying out of its orbit. All right.
I think you're out of here.
Thanks for calling. Bye.
Bye.
All right. I'm going to close my eyes. Now, there's going to be silence for a couple of seconds. You have to understand, I'm talking to the Lord. I've squared everything. The Earth will now not fly out of its orbit. We will not crash into the sun. You know, and please don't misunderstand. I'm not doing this. The Lord acts through me. And I'm just his servant, and I'm very humbled by the experience each and every time that it happens. But if you'd like to send a love offering, by all means, you can send it here to WAEB 700 North Fenwick Street, Allentown. We would appreciate that. Half past
program provides. Now WAEB AccuTraffic, here's Rich Carlisle. Route 22 construction-free this afternoon, 309. High 76, right now 57 degrees at WAEB. Repeating this hour's top story, Ross Perot ends the suspense about his presidential bid in the next half hour. I'm Brian Downs, WAEB News Radio.
Uncle Bob, he calls him as he sees him. That's right. Yeah. 333, thank you, Brian, by the way. WAEB. AM 790, to be a witness to history like today, when the suspense ends and we find out if the little weasel is going to throw his 10-gallon hat back in the ring. Oh, I'm on the edge of my seat, aren't you? 720-7900, Jim in Allentown.
Uncle Bob.
Yeah, what's up, Jim?
Thank you for saving the earth.
You know, it's the least I could do, and if I get any other revelations, I promise I will pass them on.
I thought we were all going to die.
Well, you know, for a moment there, it was iffy. because you know the Lord works in mysterious ways. But again, Jim, let me emphasize, I am only his vessel.
You
understand that, don't you?
Thank you.
I'm not doing these things. The Lord works through me.
You're a miracle worker.
No. You see, that's where the people like you are, you know, misunderstand. I just do what, you know, the how can I explain this? I'm just a tool.
Well, we're glad you're here.
And I'm a big tool some days. Thank you. What can we do for you?
We're talking about the Totos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What about them?
I used to eat at their pizza shop.
Yeah.
When they were downtown in Allentown.
Yeah.
And I can't understand why she didn't try and kill this guy earlier.
Was he that bad?
He had this nice little blonde working there with him in the shop.
A little trollop.
Oh, yes.
Yes, a little
just
truffle.
Couldn't keep his hands off of her.
Like right in front of you and stuff?
In front of everybody. His wife was even working the cash register.
And right there, he'd be like pawing the babe. Oh, man.
In the rear end, you know, and doing all kinds of things.
Just a little in terms of endearment.
I guess. But,
so you kind of got like a floor show with the pie.
It was fun.
I like that concept.
Yeah, so, we really enjoyed it, but he's not here anymore.
Oh, somebody called up. And again, you know, why is it the people who call up and are real mad won't go on the air? What is it with these people? Anyway, somebody called up and was all bent out of shape saying that where he's working now in Coopersburg is not a pizza parlor. It's a very nice restaurant.
Does he own another restaurant?
No, he doesn't own one. He works at Landy's restaurant in Coopersburg. So what happened was I looked down at the newspaper article really quick, and there's two consecutive sentences. It said Toto had operated his own pizza shop in Allentown. He now works for Landy's restaurant in Coopersburg, and I just kind of put those together really fast in my eye. But no, he's working at a steakhouse.
Oh well.
You know they ought to
check out the action.
You know what they ought to do? They ought to get, you know, those little portable billboards you see.
Yeah.
They ought to get one of those, put it outside, and put on it when Tony will be there.
That would be good. I bet you they'd get a lot of business.
Yeah, exactly. You know, comes the incredible man who wouldn't die. Because he still has a bullet in his head.
Yeah. So, maybe they could take
a magnet. And like,
maybe they could have a raffle and, like, the winner gets to try and kill this guy. At least take a shot.
Kind of like a variation on Bobo at the Allentown Fair. That's
right. I like it. See you, Bob.
Three gives new meaning to three shots for a buck, doesn't it? 720-7900. Ezekiel.
Yes. First of all,
yeah.
You hear the latest.
About what?
That young man that divorced his mother is not going to make a movie?
Oh, of course. Naturally. Yeah.
There you go. Making a lot of money.
Yeah, I know. Well, the 12-year-old kid
mm-hmm.
who divorced his parents. I'm trying to think of his name. But anyway, he ditched the mother. He got a movie deal. Yeah, I can't wait to see it. Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
It could be like a sequel to Home Alone.
Something like that.
It could be like Home Alone 3.
One more thing I have to say, Bob.
Yeah?
You must have a lot of wackos up there in Allentown.
Why?
Anybody puts out that kind of signs about you.
Oh, the thing, the flyer. I think it's funny.
You're an ultra-liberal commie.
I'm a commie. I'm a commie.
Man.
I'm a communistic radical.
I'm a liberal Democrat, then I must also be.
You're
a commie.
You're a traitor. You're evil. You must be eliminated.
Oh yes. Anyway, have a good day.
Bye. 720-7900. Alan Salisbury.
Hello, Uncle Bob.
What's happening, Al?
This is the latest episode in Donnie, get me a job.
The Don Ritter job line.
Yeah, okay. So I got a response.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
You called up Don Ritter's job line, 433-3599.
You got it.
And they said, send a resume.
Yeah.
And they said, we'll get back to you within 72 hours.
Or there and about.
Something. So you sent a resume, and 10 days went by.
I hand-delivered a resume.
Right. You're right. Right. You dropped it off.
Right.
They said, you'll hear from us, and 10 days later, you said you hadn't heard anything.
Yeah, well, 11 days was the charm.
Okay.
Okay, so I get this beautiful letter, you know, with a big Don Ritter logo and all that.